Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. After addressing a crowd in Athens, his listeners responded to Paul as follows. I read from Acts 17:32 through 34. When they heard Paul speak about the resurrection of the dead, some laughed in contempt. But others said, "We want to hear more about this matter." That ended Paul's discussion with them. But some joined him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the council, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Principle: be glad for a hot or cold response to the gospel. Lack of interest is not what we hope to obtain when we present the gospel. Far better that a person become hostile than simply ignore the greatest gift ever offered. This agrees with Jesus' warning in Revelation. I read from Revelation 3:15 and 16. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Even though Jesus spoke these words to the church, the principle still applies to all. If people actively resist the gospel, it is because they are seriously listening and do not like what they hear. There is hope for such a person. Perhaps the Holy Spirit will bring them around as they continue to ponder the implications of the gospel. The lukewarm, disinterested person, however, does not have much hope at all. His or her mind and heart are not engaged. We should be glad for a hot response by those who readily receive the gospel. We should also be glad when we encounter hostility, knowing that at least the message is being heard. Be assured that God's word will accomplish its desired end. I close by reading from Isaiah 55:11, the New Living Translation. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it.